So Romans chapter 10, we're using this as a springboard text just to, again, follow the example of the Apostle Paul when it comes to praying for those that he loved and God, the people that God brought into his life by providence, and that was his nationality, the Jewish people. And he says here in Romans chapter 10, verse 1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And I want to reemphasize that tonight, that that should be every one of our heart's desire, is to see people saved. In fact, there should not be a day goes by, however it does, and when we fall short of what we're supposed to be doing, it does happen. But it should be the goal of every believer to not let a day go by that you are not praying for the lost in some way, and mentioning them before the Lord. I think it's something that we should constantly ask God to give us grace in. So this is part two, message part two, sharing Jesus without fear, practical ways to pray effectively for the lost. Well, I want us to, just a review from last week. We're not going to spend a lot of time, but last week we talked about how we should pray for conviction. Conviction is what the Holy Spirit does. We cannot do that. We can pray for that, but we cannot do that. That is the Holy Spirit's ministry, according to John chapter 16, verse 8. He has come to reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he does a great job of it, by the way. A perfect job, because he's God, and he will bring that conviction. But I believe he brings it even more and with more intensity when God's people are praying for it. I believe that. And so we need to pray for conviction. Then circumstances. We talked about that. We talked about how we should pray for circumstances to bring humility in that individual's life, to basically humble them before Almighty God. And we talked about how we can pray that that may be just through blessings, or it could be through trials, and asking God to do whatever it takes in that individual's life. And then thirdly, we talked about how we should pray the third C. We're going to talk about five C's total. But the third C was that we should pray for Christians to be sent their way. Asking God to send Christians their way to share the gospel with them, to show them the love of Christ. People that maybe they were not even expecting in that way. And so let the Lord use you in that. And then tonight we're going to pick up with the fourth C. And that is that we should pray that God would give them clarity. That's the first blank there. Number one, you can fill that in. We should pray for clarity for them. And that simply means, Lord, would you give them understanding? Look at the verses there. And if you need to look them up, if you don't catch when I say it, just you can look up the verses in your Bible and finish out. But the first verse here we see, Romans 1:31. The Bible says, without understanding, that's your second blank. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. And it's, we see here that one of the characteristics of a lost person is the very fact that they don't have understanding. They don't understand the gospel. It is indeed foolishness to them, as we read also in Corinthians, that for the natural man, it is truly foolishness. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. That was three blanks there for Ephesians 4:18. It was having the understanding, and then the second blank there was ignorance, and then the third is blindness. Do you see that is three adjectives there describing what is going on in a lost person's mind? There's darkness. There's a lot of fogginess there that needs to be cleared up. It can come through various ways. It can come through false teaching. It can come through the way you grew up. Satan has endless ways of blinding people and causing things to be confusing in that way. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And whom the God of this world hath blinded the what? The minds. Again, we need to be praying for clarity to them because he is blinding their minds. He's bringing darkness to it. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. The verse is there. It says, "But I fear," Paul says, "lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." You see, Satan's goal is to corrupt the mind. And what should be simple to anybody becomes very difficult, becomes very confusing because of what Satan does. And that's where God's people step in and pray, "God, help bring some clarity to go against the lies, to contradict the lies that they have been taught by Satan." When I stood watch upon that 210 Coast Guard cutter, and we were out there in the Caribbean, and I can remember many a nights. Of course, we would use our night vision goggles, and it wasn't just the night vision goggles. I mean, it was looked like a big scope that was mounted up on the crow's nest. And we could, you know, just, of course, we'd get our surroundings, and they were really neat. I liked using them. But what was the blessing of that is at night, especially if we were looking for a vessel that didn't have any nav lights on. Now, usually, even without night vision goggles, you could pick up light pretty quickly. But if you don't have a lot nav lights, if there's a vessel without them, those night vision goggles are a blessing. They're powerful. What do the night vision goggles do? They bring clarity to what is darkness. And I believe that we need to pray that all the pollution that Satan sends to unbelievers, all the lies that he sends their way, we need to ask God to bring clarity to those people. Those people that grew up in Muslim cultures, Hindu cultures, and you could go across the board in all various types of backgrounds and things they've been taught. And we can pray as God's people, "God, would you bring some clarity to this person's mind? They have believed a lie. And they need to have the fog lifted." And I believe the Lord can do that. So we pray for clarity to give understanding. But then secondly here, the fifth C of the five C's is that we need to pray for cover. That we need to pray that God would protect them from Satan. That God would bring His omnipotent, divine protection upon their souls. We see here that Satan is a murderer. He is someone who is wanting to destroy their soul and of lost people. Look at there at our first verse, John chapter 8, verse 44. The Bible says he was a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. So Satan is a murderer. So you know what he does? He murders. And he does it as quickly as he can, as much as he can, when he can. And that is his nature. He is going after them. So what can God's people do? Well, we can pray, "Lord, would you please protect them? He's going after them." We see it. And we pray before it's eternally too late. Look there in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, there in your handout. "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon, which means destroyer." And that is the blank there after the word Apollyon is destroyer. That's exactly what that name means in the Greek. Satan is a destroyer. He's seeking about every single day people that he can take out. What can God's people do? Well, God's people can pray for cover. Oh God, would you set a hedge around this person? They're not receiving you right now. They haven't believed upon you. They've been blinded. God, would you put a hedge around them until they believe? Lord's got the same philosophy. He has sent angels out there to those that would be heirs of salvation. And we should too. God, would you send angels around this person, this family, before it's eternally too late? You'll notice there at letter C, this context is actually talking about believers who have gotten away from God, but you can definitely have application for the lost as well. Look there at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. It says here, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves, that means at one time they were in the right place, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken, and that blank is captive by him at his will. You see, Satan is seeking to take people captive. And we can pray that, Lord, please deliver these people that have been taken captive. And by the way, I'll mention this here in just a second too, but these five C's can be prayed just as accurately for people, loved ones, that know Christ, that are away from Him. Excuse me. That are backslidden. We all have them in our that we know of. At one time, an individual that was had a great testimony for Christ, was walking with the Lord, but now they are nowhere to be found, and there is no evidence that they are seeking to walk with Christ. There's a great struggle there. And I believe Satan has taken them captive, and he's controlling them in the sense that he's using them for his advantage. Well, God's people should be praying that there would be deliverance given to them, and that they might recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. It's very important that God's people take this very seriously. I want you to flip over in the back. You may have looked already, but I went ahead and just put the five C's there. I encourage you to keep this in your Bible, to pray through these things, because I want to tell you something that you can pray with these five C's with great boldness, because every one of them, get this, every one of them are the will of God. It is God's will for people to be saved. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is not willing that any of His children should live in defeat, to live defeated lives. It's God's will for all His children to be walking in victory. And so upon that truth and upon that promise, folks, we can pray these with great boldness. Great boldness. I don't care whether it's we're talking about a lost person or we're talking about someone that we know that has gotten away from the Lord. Listen, Satan has declared war upon the souls of men and women, boys and girls. Now, can I sound a bit urgent with y'all tonight? Would y'all give me that liberty to express to you and to me tonight? God is dealing with me about this too. We cannot stand by after Satan has declared war upon the souls of humanity, stand by and do nothing when God has given us the weapons of warfare, spiritual warfare. And one of those weapons is prayer. God has given us and blessed us with that to enter into while Satan is wreaking havoc and drawing people into an eternal damnation. We as God's people cannot stand by and twiddle our thumbs. We got to get lost people written down in our books. We got to be praying for them. We need to be praying that these five C's and do not stop until God calls you home. Or He calls them home, hopefully. They go home to be with Him. But I just want us to tonight to realize that these prayers are going to make an eternal difference. And I don't think that we're going to be effective telling people the gospel if we have not at least prayed for them in these ways. Now, you may have some other ways to add to this, and if you do, praise the Lord. You may have a different way of writing them out. If you do, that's fine. But we need to see that it's so important. We need to provide cover, as I mentioned there. And you see the conviction, the circumstances, the Christians, the clarity, and the cover. You know, I think about cover, too. I think about when we know in military and even in law enforcement, we go through drills and we often talk about, hey, can you give me cover? Can you cover me? And what that is indicating is that when someone steps out, and our security team know exactly about this through their drills, when you step out into a certain position, you may be vulnerable, you may be exposing yourself, where your partner is supposed to cover down the line to make sure that if there was someone there, you would be able to fire, you would be able to protect them, you would be able to provide that cover for them. And if there was someone there, you would do that with that person. And it's done in the military, too. As somebody is moving forward in positions and they're trying to go forward, the enemy is firing. As they go forward, you open fire to give them opportunity to go forward. Well, can I just, for the sake of application, say, as God's people, we need to be providing cover through prayer for lost people. Satan is firing on them daily, seeking to take them out. And what we can do as God's people is we can utter prayers on their behalf for their cover. That God would protect them and so that they might hear the gospel and be saved. May the Lord help us to pray faithfully in this way. I know He will as we surrender our hearts to Him. And may God get all the glory. And I can't wait to hear the testimonies in the years to come. As we have, as we pray the five C's in other ways too, over the lost people, seeing them come to know Jesus as their Savior. Maybe you're burdened about a friend or family member that's away from God. Pray these five C's on them. Pray. Don't give up. God's working. He's faithful. It's His will that they walk with Him. It's His will that they be saved. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll just give you a testimony here. And those of you that have been here at this church a while maybe have a greater burden than me in this area. And maybe you can even think of some other names. But a name that God has burdened my heart for more in the past 2 weeks since coming here as the pastor is Dino Patterson. I have been so burdened about him, more so than ever. And I don't know what God is doing, but that he's an example. That yes, it looks like a mountain that is unconquerable. But I want to tell you, God can conquer that mountain. And those are the type of situations, let me just share with you. Yes, I'm getting hot, so I'm taking this coat off. Folks, we just need to get bold with God, don't we? Don't we need to do that? We need to say, God, look at these situations and they just look helpless. We've prayed. Nothing. We've prayed. God, we want to come with reverence, but Lord, we want to come with boldness. Would you do something? Hey, listen, are we looking to God for miracles today in these situations where people are without Christ? I'm preaching to Brinson Jennings tonight, too. I believe we do not come to God with the boldness that He wants us to come. I believe that many times, let's be honest, we come timidly. Well, Lord, if it works out in your time, would you deal with this person? How about, oh, God, save them and save them today. Amen. Lord, you're able. You've promised us. You're faithful to your word. You said you would convict them. And yes, they have a free will. I understand that. But boy, I tell you what, I don't have anything to do with their free will. I have everything to do with praying the power of God down on their life. We just need to get bold with God. He loves that. He commands it. I believe it's a sin not to come to Him boldly. Oh, I believe if God's people start getting bold, I believe we'll start seeing some miracles. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God tonight. And Lord, I need this message tonight. I need to practice this, Lord. I want to. There's so many mountains around us. So many situations that I know of in my own family, extended family. I wonder, is there any hope? Oh, God, but I'm not going to come that way any longer by your grace. I'm expecting you to save them, Lord, as I pray for them unceasingly. As I pray the five C's upon them, Lord, I don't know, Lord, I know they have a free will, but Lord, I am praying as if they are going to be saved. And I am looking forward to getting to heaven and seeing the impact that the prayers of our church made for eternity's sake. Oh, God, help us. Strengthen us tonight. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen.